When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
This is Nicole's Grey's Anatomy. She's watched the show like a lot of times. Who is gonna be chief of surgery? Shonda Rhimes wrote the show and it is really, really good. Meredith Grey.
Climb into a rocket and we set the fuse to go, go, go.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Nicole's Grey's Anatomy. Next week, I'm going to have like a smaller episode with questions and thoughts from myself and you guys who listen. So you can tweet at me at @nsilverberg if you have any things that you want me to discuss on. This was an awesome one. Alex Otis is our guest, and she's a comedian, and she talks with me about Teddy Altman. We also talk about Scandal, and we talk about just kind of like Shondaland in general, and it's super fun. And I think that you're really going to enjoy it. So let's just get into the episode. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Nicole's Grey's Anatomy. I'm very excited because, good theme, good guest. What more could you want? Good show. A good show, Grey's Anatomy. Our guest is Alex Otis.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming and talking about Grey's Anatomy. Oh,
thanks for having me. I'm so honored.
I am honored. Well, the first question I have is my first question for everyone, which is, what is your Grey's journey?
Well, it started with Scandal, actually.
Wow. You're the first person to have said that.
Yeah.
That rocks.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. A big Scandal head.
You watched all of it?
Uh-huh. I watched all of it from like when it first started happening.
Yeah.
I like turned a few people. So I had like little baby vampire Scandal vampires.
Yeah.
and then I don't know, Scandal was on hiatus or something. And so one of my friends was like, hey, have you ever watched Grey's Anatomy? And I was like, no. And they're like, I think you might like it. You like Shonda, you like Scandal. This might be for you.
Yeah.
So I was looking in my Netflix to see like how many of the seasons I had to catch up to get to current updated.
Yeah.
today. And I guess I binged 10 seasons.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's really good work.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there are some, I didn't watch all of Scandal, but there are some elements of Scandal that are honestly like Grey's on steroids. Mm-hmm. Like Scandal is definitely its own show, but yeah. Some of the things that it's like really known for, like the big speeches and stuff, it's like, oh yeah, that's like, that's just like a Shonda classic, style thing. But that's kind of across the board, just like something she does.
For sure.
Yeah. So were you hooked on Grey's right away, or did it take some warming up?
See, that's the thing. I don't know if I've ever really been hooked on Grey's. Like, I love it, and I watch it, like, faithfully. But in preparation for coming to see you today, I started going back, and I'm going to, I think, do a full rewatch. But, like, I never was like, oh, this is amazing, just because I loved Scandal so, so much.
What about Scandal do you like more? Like what? Because I can think of things that why I like Grey's more than Scandal, or kind of why I dropped off of Scandal, which I guess rather than just say that I have, for me, like, I really like the procedural element of Grey's Anatomy. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, there are serialized there are a ton of serialized plots, but I felt like I loved how Scandal was set up to be like, we're going to fix the case of the week. And then once that sort of dropped off and it became more of a serialized drama, I felt like some of the characters didn't have as much of a purpose. Like I was like, oh, this person was brought in to have this particular skill when it came to, like, it would be like if Grey's, like, suddenly they weren't doing surgery anymore, which is honestly a lot of what recent things have done. And it's like, I have the same issue where like, without like the expertise that we got to know this character for being like, being able to possess it, like, what is their function in the story? And so that was part of the reason why I think I kind of just like petered off with Scandal. But I liked Scandal and I liked the characters.
Yeah.
And I like how it kind of goes like totally cuckoo.
Exactly. That's that's what I'm here for. I'm here for cuckoo.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, Scandal definitely is like more
it's a more fast paced, I think.
Yes.
I liked that.
Definitely.
I'm more corrupt. I like broken characters like that are with an evil twist, kind of.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I was going to say. It's definitely a lot more like reveals. Mm-hmm. Like Grace has like twists.
Right.
But it doesn't have like this whole time this thing's been happening, which is like a big Scandal.
This whole time, Meredith Grey has been locked in a garage hospital. She's been hostage this whole time.
Yeah, I would honestly love that, actually. I mean, there are a lot of like kind of jokes about how Grey's could end.
Right.
Of like, this whole time, like, Meredith already has Alzheimer's, and it's just been this, like...
She's just been sitting in that home the whole time.
Yeah.
It was never Ellis Grey. It was Meredith all along.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know if I would hate that. I think I think I'd respect it.
I think I'd be here for it.
It'd be a big swing.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I really like the... I really like the Shondalog, the Shondaland. Wow. Mm-hmm. I love the Shondalog. I do like that, but I was going to say, like, I like the Shondaland, like, culture. Mm-hmm. Like, I love, like, one of the things I also loved about watching Scandal was just, like, I loved seeing actors that were in both.
Yes, for
like,
sure.
Like, that's, there's something, I mean, I'm a big procedural fan, and I watch a ton of them, and one of the most rewarding things about sinking just thousands of hours in your life, of your life into like network TV is you have this Rolodex of like literally hundreds of actors that you like
it's
feel like you
to
kind
see
of
your
know.
Friends.
Yeah. And you're like, oh my gosh, this guy who played the serial killer on Criminal Minds and a patient's wife on Grey's is now a terrorist on the blacklist.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah.
What range?
Nice to see they're doing well.
Yeah. I don't know. I genuinely love that. And obviously there's like significant large scale crossover.
Yes.
In, you know, with Thatcher.
For sure. And Ellis.
And Ellis. Oh, yeah. Because
it's nice to see Ellis is not dead. She's
Kate Burton is such a good actor. Mm-hmm. And she's so good on Scandal. I definitely stopped watching Scandal before I think her plot became like. She becomes like even more central, right?
Yeah,
as it goes on.
Yeah, she's a TV host. And
oh, yeah.
In a cabinet.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I saw part of that. I think I'll probably return to Scandal with a more mature understanding of what to expect. Mm-hmm. Like, I very easily, I think, sometimes feel betrayed by TV shows in the way that, like, some people, like, love a band's first album. And then they're like, how dare they experiment with number two? I want an exact replica of what I liked for the first album. And I sometimes get that way a little bit about TV. But I think I could probably return to Scandal with, like...
And maybe that's also something to it, too, where Scandal was after Grace. So Shauna kind of knew what she wanted to do as far as experimenting with, like... the heightened drama. So when I did go to Grey's, I was like, oh, this is a nice, pleasant show that is sad too.
Right. It's not as like from the format perspective or like kind of from a plotting perspective, it's not quite as like advanced or nuanced maybe because it's just, it is a procedural at
For
the
sure.
end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they feel like proceeding.
Yeah. Did you watch Private Practice at all?
Only like a handful of episodes.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, I don't have time to do more crossovers. I mean, I'm not doing the station. I'm not.
I know.
I'm not doing it.
So this is the first episode that we've recorded since the mid-season finale, which, you know, we were told over the summer, like, Krista is going to be showrunning both Grey's and Station 19. It's going to merge the worlds a lot more. Mm-hmm. Not watching Station 19, I didn't realize that Station 19 hasn't been on in the fall. I thought that both shows were on.
Yeah.
So I thought, like, oh, whenever I see Jackson with his firefighter girlfriend, I was like, I am sure that Jackson is then on Station 18, whatever.
Yes. Me too.
But there's been more strategy at play than we previously were aware. Mm. Because basically they've just been threading the two worlds together over this fall. And Station 18 comes back in January when Grey's comes back. And Station 19 is going to be resolving the cliffhangers from the mid-season finale.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, they did a good job of making it seem, feel more like required watching. Thanks. So, like, the fire chief or whoever who has cancer the girlfriend, and the fact that Joe is now going to be, like, working with Safe Haven babies.
Yeah.
And did she steal that baby or did she adopt it? What happened there?
I don't. Actually, it's waiting for me in my queue. I still haven't, like.
Oh, you still haven't watched?
No, but I mean, I knew that something was weird with the baby. I was like, no, she's got that crazy look in her eye. Something is, this baby is going to be trouble.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. So it's like, but they've, like, set up a bunch of stuff that I guess, like.
We gotta tune in to find out.
I mean, we're going to see what I'm able to kind of get away with. But yeah. it sounds like I want to be strong because I don't want to watch that show.
Yeah.
I respect the show. I don't want to watch it. And I don't like being forced to do things.
Exactly.
Like,
same.
I'm my own person. Yeah. You can't, just because you put my favorite characters. And honestly, there's just a part of me that, like, can't stop thinking about how much more money people are going to be making. I'm like, oh, yeah, now you're, like, going to be paid for being on two network TV shows instead of one.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. Everybody's doing real well.
I know. I was, like, counting Ben Warren's lines in this most recent episode, being like, is he in over five? And he is. He really, like, you know, good for that actor, whatever his name is. Yeah. He's really making a living. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, you'd expect him to after, like, five career changes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
He deserves to get paid.
Absolutely. Yeah. They put him through a ringer. He earned it. Okay. So you had sent me a bunch of ideas for episodes, but one of them that I was like, oh, I really want to talk about this was Teddy Altman. So what made you want to talk about Teddy?
I just love Teddy. I think everybody loves Teddy. Yeah, she's the best. Awesome. And she's awesome. And she's a nice lady.
Yeah. I think that she's definitely one of the best, like character intros. Like, the way that we get to know Teddy is, like, one of my favorite ways that a character is kind of, like, brought into the world. Mm-hmm. Because it's interesting. So you sent, like, some YouTube clips, and so I was reading comments, and there was a lot of, like, opinions that, like, Teddy was breaking up Christina and Owen, and, like, for that reason that some people who, like, loved Christina and Owen together were resentful of Teddy, which I thought was so interesting because for me, I always was like, wait, no, Owen brought Teddy as, like, a gift for his girlfriend. Right. And, like, they always had, like, weird chemistry and stuff like that. Like, that's not Teddy's fault. That's Owen's fault. Like, Teddy and Christina are the ones who get the short end of the stick here.
For sure.
Not Owen and Christina. No,
Owen got himself a gift.
Yes.
And disguised it as, here, babe, here's a gift for you.
I know.
Like, no, this is your gift.
Yeah, totally. I love Teddy, and I am very glad that she's back on the show. Though I do sort of feel like she's very different than she was when we met her. But wait, so did you say you did watch the mid-season finale yet, or you haven't?
I have started it.
Okay.
I know that Joe takes the baby, but then, yeah.
Okay, well, there's like a Teddy plot point
yes.
towards the end, with she like does a heart surgery.
Right. Right. I did see that part. I guess I just missed the whole thing with Joe. But yes.
Oh, it's just like at the very end.
I sent you that clip at the end.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So okay,
No, you did see that.
I did see that.
So
I sent that to you. Yeah.
That's right. I'm looking at it right now.
I just totally zoned out. Once Joe went to the fire station, I was like, I'm out. I gotta go get snacks.
I think like at the very end, it's just that like Link comes over to check on Joe and there's the baby's in her house.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, is this allowed or no? Like,
right.
Is this bad because Joe adopted a baby or is it bad because Joe stole a baby?
Right.
Because I don't know.
Maybe she should talk to Alex. I feel like he wasn't
Alex
there at all.
Was visiting his mom
right.
in this episode. And I was like, what? It's fine. But why? But I don't. Okay.
Just put him at the hospital. He's busy at work.
Yeah. He can't. Yeah, exactly. Like, can he just be at his job being the chief of surgery at another at PAC North? Anyway,
right.
I'm excited by the idea that Teddy returns to cardio.
Yes.
Because I think that Teddy being in trauma surgery has been like, obviously she's qualified and stuff like that, but it's
right.
like, it's getting back to classic Teddy,
yes,
which
I love. The whole reason she was here.
Yeah.
Save hearts and break some.
Yeah. Oh, yes. We have so many clips that I think we should just get into them. But first, we're just going to take a quick break for an ad. Hello. We're back. We're talking about Teddy.
Hello.
We have so many clips.
Lots of clips.
Yeah.
I didn't want to come in underprepared, you know?
No. Oh, my gosh. Well, and there's even like with the clips that you gave, there were still moments where I was like, there's just so much.
Yeah. I didn't even touch on Henry. Like,
I brought in one Henry clip, but there were so many more. I kind of talked about Henry in the episode with Ava Victor, where we talked mm-hmm. about hot guys. Mm. And I was like,
Scott Foley is a hot guy.
He's extremely hot.
Yeah.
And Henry is a hot character.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was another scandal thing that I thought. I was like, I'm team Scott Foley.
No, for sure.
And it felt like the show like didn't understand that that's the right opinion.
Yeah. Well, when you finish Scandal, you let me know and we'll talk about Scott Foley.
Okay. Honestly, wait, is there like more Scott Foley?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Reason to
they
watch.
Definitely tease. Or I think around the time that I stopped watching, Scott Foley was like going bye-bye.
Oh.
Did he come back?
He comes back.
Okay, he come back.
He come back.
Scott Foley come back in that, and so do I.
Yep,
me also
exactly.
come back. Scott Foley, if you're listening, break up with your wife, Dr. Eliza Minnick, come find me. I'll be at your house. Chronologically, I think I chose maybe the first clip, which is it's not from her first episode, but it's from like one of her first episodes.
Okay.
Where so Owen and Teddy, Teddy finds out that Owen like got her for Christina. Like, mm-hmm. she basically, like, at the end of the day is just like, oh, my God, Christina Yang, right?
Right.
And then Owen is, like, very intense. He's like, she's really wonderful. You just have to get to know her. And, like, and Teddy's like, whoa, wait, whoa. And then that's when Teddy's like, wait, okay, so you're not engaged to Beth anymore. Like, when did that happen? I just thought you would call me. Mm-hmm. Like, I kind of have always had feelings for you, but it's fine. Don't worry about it. It's totally chill.
Yeah.
And Owen, who's a dum-dum, there's like this scene, maybe even to A Christmas Carol, I genuinely can't remember, where like Christina thinks that he's making eyes at her, and then Christina realized that he's actually making eyes at Teddy.
Uh-oh.
And then Christina kind of like gives a look like, what is happening? And Owen, instead of being like, oh boy, I should really figure out what I'm doing with my life, he like pulls Teddy into a room to yell at her.
Yeah,
so that's the
way to handle that.
That's the scene that I chose to kick us off.
Looks like riding the final wave.
Who needs to talk to you?
Elon, I'm heading into the... What is wrong with you?
You.
Me.
Yeah, you. You come over here. Why do you tell me this now?
Why do you even care?
You didn't say a thing all those times, all those years. So why now?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. I know. What does it matter to you? You never felt the same way for...
Of course I did. Of course I did. I had all those feelings for you, Teddy, for years, but you never gave me anything.
You were engaged.
You were engaged. You were engaged.
You damn hit!
I have loved you forever. I have loved you when I was coupled up. I have loved you when I was single. I have loved you every second of every day. I love you. I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with Christine.
Pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. I just have, you know what? I wish I could go back to what it felt like before I really hated Owen. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't like Owen in this moment, but I didn't have kind of a knee jerk of like, God, this fucking guy. And mm-hmm. that's what I feel like when I watch this now.
Yeah.
Just like, deal with your shit, sir. Yeah. Can you do that?
Yeah, right. Yeah, why is it on her?
I know. I like when she's like, you were engaged, you idiot. Yeah, I know. He's like, why didn't you try to break up my engagement and tell me how you felt? Yeah. Like, oh, my God, buddy. You know,
break up your own engagement.
Yeah. And you know what? You did. And you know who? You didn't call her. And she asked you why you didn't. And you did not have an answer.
Yeah.
I don't like them together. I never really like... I never really mm-hmm. wanted them to be together.
Mm-hmm.
What was your take on that?
I go back and forth, but yeah, no, I'm all for Team Karasik now.
Me too.
Like, Teddy deserves better. She deserves to have a man that loves her and wants to be with her. And
totally.
Teddy doesn't need to be chasing people around.
For people who aren't caught up, Teddy and Owen are now together and they have a baby together, mm-hmm. but like one of the central... like plot points right now is that like this guy who she was with up until like she was pregnant with Owen's baby and she was still with him during this time. Like
she's getting mani-pedis with him.
Yeah. He's like she's an asshole, perfect. But is great to her.
Yeah.
I love him. He's a great character. But like one of the big things in the last two episodes has been like, can Owen commit? Like he hasn't mm-hmm. asked Teddy to marry him, which like to some characters is a big problem. But then the other thing is like, I think they have not really been leaning into this hard enough, but it's like he's not like helping out with the baby in a helpful way. Like he's kind of.
I mean, I guess didn't he say, oh, I'm going to stay at home because your ex-boyfriend's giving me trouble at the hospital and I'm going to hang out with our kids. But then he went and he got a different job.
Right. He went and got a different job. And before that, like they like when they were living in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
She was like
having a breakdown.
She was like having a breakdown and he like didn't really know how to help. And he like, and he was, I don't know.
I agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like,
Owen's worthless.
Like, yeah. I'm like, what's this guy's deal? And then he also was flirting with a new doctor in this most recent episode.
Yeah.
So I don't know. He went to therapy for like two episodes
last season
or maybe even this season. I genuinely
don't remember.
It wasn't good.
Yeah.
It wasn't good. Anyway, but that's, I don't know. I love Teddy.
Yeah.
It's not Teddy's fault that Owen sucks. The next clip chronologically is also me from the very next episode. So, okay. So you have another really good clip that speak to this and we'll play it next.
Okay.
But Teddy is so good with Christina and she's mm-hmm. such a good teacher.
Yeah.
And like, I love the reveal that like the fact that she doesn't have this like impressive pedigree and that Christina kind of like interrogates Teddy like, well, who'd you study with? Yeah. Where are you from? Like, blah, 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 blah.
I don't know your name.
Like, I don't know your name. Yeah. What have you published? Yeah. Like all this stuff. Like she's such an asshole about mm-hmm. it. And then it turns out that she's Teddy's an amazing surgeon, but she's also a really good teacher. So she gives Christina a solo surgery. And it's the episode where she is helping the patient decide like what type of valve that she wants.
Okay.
And it's like the patient's going back and forth, like, I want a pig valve, I want a cow valve. And like they're two different procedures. And so Christina has to prep for both. And she mm-hmm. And it kind of feels like Teddy has like almost purposefully given Christina like this difficult patient that requires her to be like a really good listener and be like, yes, like, well, whatever you want. Let me explain the complication of the surgery, which is like stuff that Christina just hates to do. She just wants to cut.
Yeah.
And so in this episode, in the surgery, almost immediately there's like a bleeder that she can't locate and she starts freaking out and Teddy is just in the corner. And I think that it's a really good Teddy scene.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Systolic's down to 80.
I could suture directly or clamp. I don't know which one to do.
I don't know either.
Well, my guess is if you came and looked at it, you'd have a better idea.
I'm sure that's true, but I'm not the one operating.
This is a lot of blood.
She's crashing.
You're overthinking it.
Dr. Yang.
Look at the aorta. What does it tell you?
That I have two options and I don't know which one to do.
This is crazy. Why isn't she helping her?
How's it going?
Yang's killing her patient and Altman's reading the Atlantic Monthly.
If I suture, it might not hold. If I clamp, it could rupture.
BP's tanking.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm teaching and she's learning.
She needs help. She may be too proud to say it, but how about we don't let this patient die and give her a hand anyhow?
She asked. She's not that proud. And I said no. This patient is not going to die. She's going to save the patient.
Paper cow.
You were sitting on your hands because you were angry
get
with me.
Get over yourself.
That patient.
Dr. Hunt, you are blowing my concentration. Now get out of my OR.
Pig or cow, pig or cow, pig or cow, pig or cow.
Pig, clamp, 3-0 wood pludgeon.
Dr. Torres and I think you...
She does it.
Yay.
It's, yeah, I mean, I think the like, I don't know if it's in this episode or another one where Teddy basically is like, she's like a racehorse. Like you need to like test her and do, you know, you can't like, she requires like an immense amount of pressure and like stimulation in order to learn. She's not like other students who just are like easily challenged. Like you have to give her a lot to do and like put trust in her. I'm like, oh, what a good teacher. Yeah.
Well,
and you have this really good clip where like the guy with like all of the accolades comes.
Oh yeah, uh-huh. Max Medina from Gilmore
Yes,
Girls.
Max Medina, hot Max Medina.
Hot Max Medina. Ugh,
I also would like to go to his house and have him break up with his wife, if I may be so bold. Is that fair?
Sure, go for it.
I don't know if you want to set up this clip at all.
So basically, Max Medina is in addition to being a fantastic English teacher, he's also a rock star surgeon. And he comes to the hospital and Christina's in charge of hanging out and being on his service. And she's just kind of starstruck.
Yeah.
Because she's into brands, brand names, name recognition. This is a name she recognized. Max Medina.
Dr. Max Medina. Yeah. And so she scrubs in.
Yeah.
And afterwards she like goes to talk to Teddy. Teddy's like, you're a dum dum. Not to spoil, but she says those exact words.
You're dum-dum.
Yeah. Dum-dum.
Hey, did you see me in the OR?
You're an idiot.
What?
You really think that Evans is going to take you under his award-winning wing? He won't. He doesn't need you. He doesn't care about students. He's a rock star, not a teacher.
He is a rock star. Teddy, he's totally a rock star. I mean, did you see him in there?
It was like an octopus doing a million things, like cutting, retracting, suctioning all at once. You think that I need you to hold my instruments when I operate? You think that helps me save the patient? I do it so that you can learn, Christina. I'd be a lot faster in the OR without you. Did you notice? You never even touched that patient. Your gloves were totally clean at the end of surgery. Did you learn a lot?
Teddy, it was one surgery.
He's here for my job, Christina. Do you really not get that? If Evans is in, I'm out. So, you know... Good luck with your new attending.
That had a great scene.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that scene until you pulled it. I was like, oh, That's such a good one.
Yeah. Teddy's just so patient. And again, just teaches, like, talks to her teaching skills.
Yes. And it's not, like, she's not condescending right. to Christina. Like, I think, I don't know, the ego that is required to, like, have a student like Christina and not feel like, be like, okay, I it's my job to, like, figure out how to help them learn, like, is very impressive.
For sure.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I love it so much. This next scene is one that you chose, which is Teddy and Owen in the scrub room when Teddy is basically like, I miss my best friend. She's so emotionally mature.
I know, right?
I just would be like,
we don't deserve Teddy.
I know.
No one deserves Teddy, not even the viewers at home.
Not even us. And we and we deserve so much.
We do.
this is also season six.
Hey. I've got a tracheobronchial tear.
Transitory ectopic implantation.
Wow, nice. I rented a house. It's amazing. It's right on the water, a little cottage, and there are deer, like, you know, Bambi deer and singing birds. It's incredible. I found this little secret coffee place down the street from here, and I was thinking of getting a puppy. But, you know, you have to be home with the puppy, and I'm always here, so I went down to the pound, because I wanted to get out of my system, you know, the puppy love. And I held all of these incredibly sweet dogs, and he would have been really... really proud of me. Oh, and I didn't take one home. I went out and got a fish instead. Let me see, what else? Oh, I got a bikini wax. Yeah, I got a bikini, an actual wax. You know, I haven't had one of those since. You remember when I tried to wax myself and then
what is your
you are my best friend! My best friend who I could tell everything to. And now you won't even look at me.
Because you said you love me.
You said you loved me too, and then? And then you chose Yang.
You chose her too. You chose her too.
I feel like I'm cheating on her. When I talk to you, I feel like I'm cheating on her, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, lame.
Ugh. Yeah. Man, when you revisit it, it's really like there's no – it's not a gray area. Owen's just wrong.
Yes. Yeah. He's wrong. Yeah.
I'm just like, what? what is he – like, poor Teddy.
Yeah.
She's doing all the right things. She's trying her best.
Yeah.
That sucks. Ugh. Yeah.
Teddy deserves better.
I know. And it's like, it's that type of stuff that makes it hard for me to like root for them now. I'm right. Like, yeah, they were like, I guess, yeah, whatever. They've like loved each other for a very long time. But like, it matters how you treat someone.
For sure.
Like, even if you're sorry.
Right.
Like,
I guess I'm rooting for Teddy and her relationship with Teddy and Owen right
yeah,
now.
Because right.
it's like, okay, well, at least Teddy gets something that she wants. So if that's what makes Teddy happy, then great. Then I'm happy for Teddy.
Yes, I feel the same way.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want Teddy to be sad.
Right.
Okay. I really do think that Teddy and Henry were a great pair, though. And I chose like the sad clip, but mm-hmm. the clip where Teddy finds out that Henry's died mm-hmm. is just like so, it's very good acting. Mm-hmm. Kim Raver is very talented, but it's also just like a very, I always am really impressed when like a character who we know in like one certain arena and we see how they deal with like a set of circumstances, like when you see them deal with something completely new and it mm-hmm. feels very true to them. Mm-hmm. And as much as Teddy is like a good friend to people and is kind of fun and like easy to talk to and just socially seems very easy, mm-hmm. like there's something about like the no nonsense way that she like deals with the information when she finds out that Henry's died that is just feels very fitting to like mm-hmm. who she is and kind of like rounds out like, oh, I now understand like how this person has like gotten through life in this particular way. And like,
right.
In particular, like how after dealing with a personal tragedy and loss, like they then resolved to like join the army, which mm-hmm. it doesn't not make sense. But like when you see how Teddy functions and like her environment, you're like, oh, she's just like, she doesn't necessarily strike you as someone who like had like combat training.
Right.
But then you like kind of see and you're like, oh yeah, I can see how like she just makes like logical, like difficult decisions. Mm-hmm. Even though she is like very emotional, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, for those who need a small refresher, Owen forces Christina to operate on Henry without her knowing that it's Henry. And Henry dies and Christina is like very nonchalant about it. And she's like, oh my God, like his heart was shot. Like there's absolutely no chance. And she kind of was like, what's next? Like, what's Teddy up to? And then right. Owen tells her that it was Henry and she like has a breakdown. And then Christina, to her credit, then Christina has to scrub in with Teddy and pretend like it didn't happen.
Right.
And then you'll see like she tells Teddy, but she like kind of puts her feelings aside to tell Teddy in a way that's crazy. It's a very good clip and very upsetting. Anyway, yeah. Here we go.
Okay, time to close. Would you like to do the honors?
Kepner can close.
What?
Kepner, can you close?
I can, but...
Yeah. Kepner, close.
Christina,
can I speak to you privately, please?
What's up? You okay?
When we brought your husband into the OR, we originally thought we could go in with a bronchoscope and a laser. However, there was a lot of bleeding, so we had to open him up.
But you... Wait, no, Owen said that...
When we opened him up, we saw that his tumor had eroded his pulmonary artery. Dr. Weber and I both used extraordinary measures.
We used extraordinary measures...
But his heart could not tolerate the excessive bleeding. He did not survive the surgery. I'm sorry.
You're saying... You're saying he's dead?
Yes.
Say it.
Teddy.
When you inform the family, you have to say it so that they know that it's really happening. It's the first thing that you're taught. I never really thought about it. But now I get it. And, Christina, I need you. I need you to say it.
Henry is dead.
Horrible. Just the touch of her like not being able to almost like keep her own weight up. Mm-hmm. Ugh, very good acting.
Yeah.
Good job, Kim.
Keep it coming, Kim.
Good job, girl. Yeah. You really made me upset. Yes, queen.
Keep those tears a-flowing.
Yeah. Ugh. That's a brutal storyline.
It is. I guess always seeing Teddy lose makes me love her more.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. It's like she's already easy to root for. Mm-hmm. And then it's like these things that aren't her fault keep happening to her. Yeah. And it's like, well, what am I supposed to do? Like, hold that against her?
Exactly.
When is my friend Teddy Altman
exactly
going to win?
Yeah. I want to see Teddy win.
Ugh. Well, the next clip that you chose, I'm sorry to say, is not a clip in which she wins. Because the next clip up is seasons later in Germany.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Big lose.
Big lose. Huge
big
loss.
Huge. Yeah.
And even bigger than she even knows.
Right. Because she thinks it's a win.
What's that?
She thinks it's
a win. She thinks it's a win. And then, she does become pregnant from this very tryst. this sucks. Okay, so Owen is married or not married to Amelia at this point.
They're just breaking up.
They're breaking up, and Amelia's like, go to Teddy.
Yeah.
Like, you've loved Teddy. The person you really love is Teddy. Yeah. Go to her. And Teddy's in Germany.
Right.
So he goes to Germany.
After he sleeps with Amelia.
So oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. He like, yeah.
They're like figuring it out.
Yeah. And he's like, I'll go to Germany.
I'm going to Germany now.
So, and then in Germany, he like has sex with Teddy after being like, it's always been you or something to that effect.
And he made it snow. And
oh, yeah. Because Teddy loves snow, as we learned early on, because of Christmas and the desert in which she was a soldier. Anyway, I can't remember what has happened immediately before this fight. Has she found out that he slept with Amelia or he doesn't know yet? She doesn't know yet.
She does.
Okay.
She finds out in this, like, in their scene for this before that.
Okay.
She found out that he slept with Amelia and that Amelia told him to come to Germany.
Right. Like, he didn't actually.
So it wasn't even him that decided he was in love with her. He was just like, okay.
Yeah, sure. I do that on, like, a plane, right?
Yeah.
I get there on an airplane?
Yeah.
Tell me if I'm warm, hot. Okay, cool. And I get by that with
money.
Okay, yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Teddy, you're blowing this way out of proportion. I came here because I love you.
You came here because your marriage is over and you're terrified of being alone.
I'm not terrified.
Oh, please. You leave Beth for Christina and then Christina for some random woman in a bar. And then you go back to Christina. And then you go to Amelia to soothe your pathological need to be coupled up so that no one sees how sad and empty you are.
You're the one who's scared.
I'm not scared.
You always have been. Deep down, you're terrified to be happy. Sure, you're fine to marry the dead guy. But when you have love, real love staring you in the face, you run.
You don't ever get to talk about Henry. Do you understand me? I am not scared.
Please, it's what you do. It's what you've always done. It's the reason you can't make a real relationship work. You'd rather burn it all to the ground than risk being hurt.
Maybe because all you ever do is hurt me, Owen. You string me along for years with these half-baked declarations, and then you marry other women. And then you fly halfway across the world to my doorstep, and you convince me that this is real, that you're in this with me, that you love me, that you want me. And it has never, ever, ever been about me.
I do love you. I want you.
And then when you have me, when you really have me, and you have me believing that you mean it, I find out that 24 hours earlier, your ex-wife, who you just screwed, told you to. I am done being your fallback. I am done being your damned sloppy seconds. I'm not your consolation prize.
Teddy, please, please, Teddy, just look at me. Look at me, please. Don't do this. You know, there's no... It wasn't for the soldiers. It was for you. I did it for you. I just knew that you loved Christmas, and I just wanted to. I did it for you.
I'm done, Owen. We're done.
Yeah.
24 hours.
Go, Teddy.
1,000.
Go, Teddy.
Yay, Teddy. Goodbye.
My queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, every part, I mean, that's infuriating to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hate him. He's a bad man.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. Ugh,
why is he like that?
I don't know.
Why does it have to... he sucks.
Have you always hated him?
No, I think that... I mean, kind of in the way that we were talking about, like, oh, you know, like, I want, you know, if Teddy wants to be with Owen, that's going to make her happy. Like, I kind of felt the same way with Christina. I'm like,
right.
I mean, I guess if this is the person Christina loves being with, like, sure. But I don't know. I mean, pretty much from when it was like, okay, he has PTSD. PTSD is trauma. Mm-hmm. He, like, has things that he's going through. He's working on them. Like, that was a lot more palatable. When he was like in some ways pushing for like more commitment with Christina, and then at the same time was like, I don't know what I'm ready for. I was like, I kind of get this.
Mm-hmm.
Then basically from Christina's pregnancy on, I've been like, nope.
Yeah.
Like, no thanks. But I think it's been his staying power that has been like, has made me dislike him more over time. Mm-hmm. Of like, this guy actually sucks.
Yeah.
And then it was like there were other people who could do his job.
Right.
Like, April was an extremely competent trauma surgeon. Like,
April.
There was no reason why, like, it had to be Owen who – like, I just have seen many reasons and avenues for Owen to not be a character anymore.
Uh-huh.
But the reality of the situation is that Kevin McKidd is so deeply steeped in Grey's Anatomy, like, as a director.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just he's –
he's there to stay.
He's there to stay. He's not going anywhere. And
yeah.
That's infuriating. Because of all the people to just like keep around. Like, come on.
Maybe we'll be spending less time at PAC North, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe we won't see him so much.
Yeah. Or maybe just like seeing him in a totally new context would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like seeing him bounce between the same women over and over again of like to Amelia and back and Teddy and back. Like it would be... like, as much as I think it's, like, shitty that he's, like, flirting with this new potential trauma surgeon, mm-hmm. I'm like, honestly, maybe if we just see him do something new, that would be helpful. But
right.
I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. What have you – was there a period of time when you liked Owen or
– Owen didn't really start to bother me until, like, these later scenes.
Yeah.
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 I mean, he wasn't my favorite. I also didn't really like his whole PTSD thing. I didn't like him.
His like
choking
thing and stuff.
Yeah. I didn't like the choking. Like, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. absolutely sure.
Yeah. Manila is choking. But yeah, he had never really bothered me until of late. This whole. I mean, I love Amelia and I love Teddy. And so just like, you both deserve so much better.
I know.
If it weren't for the women he was dating, I would not be invested whatsoever.
I totally agree. Speaking of Amelia, you chose this scene from season 15 where Teddy and Amelia like kind of bond over being.
Because like I said, they should be friends.
Yeah.
I like them.
I know.
Enough with Owen.
There's so much awkwardness between them in season 15 because like he's with Amelia and they're like raising children together, and then Teddy has returned and she's pregnant with Owen's baby but like hasn't told him, but she also doesn't know at first that Amelia and Owen aren't together because they're living together. Totally fair assumption. Teddy's not wrong there.
I'm
trying to think, is there anything that needs to set this up?
They're in a car. Well, Teddy's going into labor.
That's right.
So Teddy came to talk to Owen and Betty at the time had disappeared, so Amelia and Owen were dealing with
tracking
down their children.
Uh-huh.
And then Teddy was going into labor afterwards.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And Amelia is only there. Like, Amelia is there.
Yes, because Teddy...
it was at her house.
Yeah, because Teddy went to their house and Owen wasn't there, but Amelia was and her water broke.
Yeah.
Rock on.
Yeah.
You are some kind of genius. I mean it. I really think in another life that you and I could be friends.
Well, then why don't we just decide to be friends in this one? I mean, I'm in Leo's life. I'm not going to let that change. And we've basically been through a police chase together. I mean, think how we could laugh about that if we were friends. Seriously, you would just have to overcome most of your disdain for me. But I really think that you could do that if you tried.
Well, I don't disdain you, Amelia. I did last year, but there was a whole brain tumor that explained the things that I didn't like.
Thank you. Because, you know, I really think people don't give that tumor the credit it deserved.
Are you still in love with Owen?
I mean, maybe a little, but I fall in love easily and quickly. I mean, I could very well be in love with someone else by the time your baby comes. I'm a little in love with this cop here right now. Seriously, I'm very easily attracted. You know, the last time Owen and I broke up, I walked in on him and Karina, and I was more jealous of him because I had a little crush on her, which is like the reason I masturbated for her in that study, which led to my brain tumor being diagnosed.
Owen and Karina? Like, my OB, Karina?
Oh, no.
Ah! Oh, boy. Oh.
What if she wasn't pregnant? What if we forgot to give that context and we were just like, yep, yep. That's just the sound she makes when she finds out that Owen's a piece of shit. I like that scene.
I don't know. For as lovable and relatable as Teddy is, she like has no friends and I want her to have friends.
Yeah.
And she needs friends, but maybe.
I know she was friends with Arizona.
Yeah.
And
now she's gone.
And now she's gone. She was friends with April.
She's gone.
Friends with Callie, she gone.
Yeah. So maybe Teddy shouldn't be friends with anybody because then they'll probably leave.
No, don't say it. Don't say it. You have this really good Karasik clip.
Yeah.
I love Karasik.
Me too.
That's all I have to say about that. He's cool. I like him. Yeah. This is the episode. This is earlier. I did these out of order by accident. Oh. But this is like when Teddy... Right. And Karasik get together.
Right. So Teddy's still pregnant.
Yes.
And then.
And Karasik knows the whole time, like, right. Oh, she's pregnant with Owen's baby, but like, right. That doesn't matter because no, I'm building a crib.
Yeah. And I like her.
Yeah. I like her and I'm building
a crib.
And
I'm buying her a house. Well, with her money, but I'm going to go buy the house for her.
I'm going to pick out a house for her. Ugh. Yeah. Yes.
Look, there are certain friendships that are meant to be just that, friendships, even if the feelings are so big and...
You didn't have to come to my hotel room to tell me we're just friends. That's like a leave a note at the front desk kind of thing.
No, that's... I'm saying Owen and I are supposed to be friends. I mean, we are just friends. Very close friends, but you and I are.
You and I are.
Something else. We are.
Some boundaries protect
us.
Some lines keep
more
us
of this,
safe.
Please.
Yes.
I am really pregnant.
I ordered a club sandwich. When things can't be explained. I mean, extra bacon.
Yay, more of extra bacon.
He's such a nice man.
Yeah.
I know. All he wants to do is just, like, take care of her.
Yeah.
I'm getting sadder doing this episode than I would. I'm just like, oh, my gosh, Teddy. Aww. Let me just sit down with you and be your girlfriend and just kind of tell you, like, here are some of the pathways that could lead to happiness. Mm-hmm. Here are some ones that I think are going to be a problem.
Yeah.
You're currently on one that's a problem.
This is a problem.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to end soon. I think she's going to go back to Chris.
Oh, well, okay. So, yeah, the last clip that you have, which is...
last week's episode.
Yes, last week's episode. So, at the beginning of the season, when Teddy goes into labor, Owen is, like, in love with her, and they, like, kind of get back together, and... Karasik is literally building a crib while she's having a baby, and she doesn't even tell him that she's in labor. And he comes and like figures out. And Krasnick's like, I'll wait for you. You're going to come back to me because actually Owen's a piece of shit.
Right.
And I'm an IROC.
Right.
And Owen is a piece of shit, and he has been a piece of shit for this season. And in this last week, in the mid-season finale, Maggie quits. Amen.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye. Don't see let the never. Hospital door clip you on the way out. And Krasnick, like, offers her the job. Which makes a lot of sense because she was previously head of cardio. But Teddy has kind of been accused earlier in the episode of like not like stringing him along so much as just kind of like letting Tom pine for her. Like she is with Owen, but people are like, you haven't like told Tom like stop doing what you're doing, which to him like gives him hope.
Right.
That you're going to eventually go back to him as opposed to like you're just like ignoring it or pretending it isn't happening and still being nice to him. But you're not like telling him like, buddy, you got to stop.
Right.
Which, you know.
Maybe
that means something.
Yeah.
And so this is the clip with Teddy.
Pierce.
Wait, also I should say. Do you think that then Pierce is going to go to Pac North?
Probably. Okay. I have an issue with Pac North. Okay.
Let's hear it.
Okay. It's the Saved by the Bell or the Dawson's Creek.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Saved by the Bell did it first, but like it's like the Dawson Creek issue, right? Why do we have all these characters just splintering off and going to different places? We don't need that. We need them to hang out together, right? We don't need them calling up on their flip phones. Talking about their lives, you know?
So I agree, but my counter argument is that even though a literal reverse merger plot point is not doesn't like make a ton of sense, I like the promise of there being medical cases that are like different in some way. Like the fact that Pac North has like less advanced technology and like there's a different set of circumstances. I feel like everything at Gray Sloan Memorial has been in such a rut where it's like all of the doctors are the best in the world. They're all at the top of their game and there's no like barriers or challenges that give the patient cases like because they're not interns and learning anymore and they're not fucking up all the time, which is like I guess that's just the natural arc of the show. But I've kind of appreciated like they're like, okay, well, then I guess let's give them like less up-to-date equipment or like – assistance. So that's if that pans out, it will have been worth it to me,
right?
Even though I agree with you that like,
but I guess even at that point, it's like, okay, so slowly everybody from Gray Sloan is just gonna like go over there, even though they have no technology. Like, it's like, okay,
I feel like we're kind of moving towards Catherine like buying Pac North and like as kind of like revenge against Richard in some way. Like, I kind of feel like we're moving towards like the Fox Foundation investing in like somehow like Catherine gaining control of the hospital in some way. So I don't think it's going to last very long.
Right.
But I'm like, I hope in the meantime we get more like patient cases.
I also hope that we get more diverse
patient cases. And I like Alex being chief. That's been nice.
That is, yeah. I liked him being chief back at the...
I know when,
when Bailey took a break.
Stress sabbatical.
Yeah, took a break. I liked that. Okay, but also we don't really spend that much time over at Peck North
visiting his mother.
Yeah, because he's off on vacation, taking his stress vacation.
It's wild. Okay. So who knows where Maggie will end up? But this is the scene from this past week.
Pierce. What happened in that OR?
I would like to tender my resignation effective immediately.
No, hang on. One bad outcome is not...
I had a bad feeling. I know that patient. I had a bad feeling. I should have trusted myself. I can't be a surgeon if I can't trust my own gut. I can't. I quit.
I seem to be in need of a cardio chief. In
Anderson.
What? Tom, you can't just fire people to give me what you think I need. I have moved on. I love Owen. I am sorry that I hurt you. I mean, truly sorry. You are a wonderful man, and you are going to make some woman or several women incredibly happy. But you've got to stop barking up this particular tree.
I didn't fire Pierce. She quit.
Oh.
But I do think you should be my cardio chief.
Okay.
And Teddy, I want a life with you. I'd marry you tomorrow, right now, if you said yes. Owen has a baby with you, and he hasn't proposed. Are you really sure you want to close this door?
He's got a point.
Yeah.
Under different circumstances, I would be like, mind your business.
Yeah.
But under these particular circumstances where his agenda just suits mine.
Yes.
I'm like, good.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, you tell her.
You tell her that proposals are important.
Yeah.
Serve it up. Oh my gosh. I can't believe that was our last clip. They go so fast.
They do.
Ugh. I love Teddy.
Yeah.
I hope that my friend Teddy Altman is happy.
Me too.
I think that there's momentum building towards her not ending up with Owen.
Yeah.
Owen isn't worthy of her. If Owen was worthy of her, we'd be having a different conversation.
For sure.
But he's not.
Teddy is too good for all of us.
Yeah. That's for sure. That's it. That's that's what it ends up with. That's where we get, that's where we land. Oh my gosh. Well, we've come to the part of the episode where are you down to do a Shondalog? Okay. Yay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Shondalog, you know, I mean, I especially don't have to tell you because you have spent time
scandal
on
experience.
Scandal, which Scandal is like
all Shondalogs.
It's all Shondalogs, and like they're Shondalogs on like steroids.
Yeah.
Because they're like cameras whirling around the characters as they talk, and everyone's sometimes crying, and it's they're in like secret parts behind curtains where the Oval Office cameras.
Somebody's dead giving their Shondalog.
Oh my gosh, a dead person Shondalog. Ugh, incredible. I feel like people are they're on planes, they're behind curtains, they're in tunnels, they're underground.
Yeah. They're Shonda can Shondalog anywhere.
Yeah, that's the that's the real point. Yeah. You can a Shondalog can happen anywhere.
In a boat, in a moat.
I was part of an organization called Story Pirates, which like takes stories written by kids and turns them into like big musical sketch shows to encourage love of literacy and creativity and stuff like that. And my boyfriend Branson, who has also been on the podcast, he there was this story that we talk about all the time that he had from a student when he was a teaching artist there, which was, sharks can be anywhere, even everywhere.
Oh, wow. It's true. Watch out.
And that's what's true with a Shondalog. A Shondalog can be anywhere, even everywhere. and it's the truth. okay. Would you like to go first or would you like to go second?
I will go second.
Great. Perfect. Wow. I haven't done one in a minute. I mean, hope it all comes back. This song called Sad Eyes sounds
perfect.
Promising. This song is upbeat. I'm going to riot. Okay. Well, honestly, it's more upbeat than I thought it was, but I can still do it. But I have to say, what? So I'm closing the door on this. And I'm going to throw away the key because we've built a house together, an incredible house with rooms packed with memories. But the thing about a house is that it's hard to change it. And every time I go into these rooms, I remember these moments and I need to to move. I need to go to a new place. And so do you. You need to try something different, some big mansion that you can build a bunch of more memories inside and furnish it with something crazy that I would have hated, like an indoor hammock. So I'm going to close the door and I'm going to throw away the key and I'm not going to go looking for it, because the best part about moving is knowing where you're going to be going next. And I have a pretty good idea of where I want to end up. So I'm going to close this door and don't ring the doorbell, because I won't be home.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, oh my God, I'm not inside. I'm outside. I'm in another house. Okay, yeah, no, I'm going to drag it.
Do not entertain ringing my doorbell, even when I'm not there.
I'm disconnecting the doorbell and I'm taking the doorbell with me. I'm ringing the doorbell to my new house. And don't knock.
No, don't knock.
Because I'll cut off your hand. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Well, feels amazing to be perfect. There's a song called Monster Hospital that okay. Well, I was going to say, I was not going to explore because I'm not hopeful that's going to be, but we'll see.
Right, we'll see.
You know what? You'll tell me what the vibe is like. Okay. This song's once again called Monster Hospital. See what happens here. Yeah, that's kind of what I expected. Yeah, it sounds like a monster hospital.
Yeah, it does sound like a monster hospital.
Well, you know, you had to check.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see about this one. Okay, I think this works.
Threads. That's where we stand. Me on one end, you on the other. I'm pulling, you're unraveling. I can't keep sewing you up. So I guess I gotta call you done. You are my craft project. And I just... too many other projects on my plate. I can't keep returning to you. So I guess this is it. So long.
It's perfect. Oh my gosh. Threads. Oh my gosh.
Threads.
The imagery, it was perfect. Oh my gosh. Isn't it weird? You just like start talking and you're like, well, there's the metaphor. And you just kind of follow it. And
Egyptian cotton. Like a, 500 count. Missed opportunities. Next time.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. Well,
thanks for having me.
Where can people find you?
Well, I'm on Characters Welcome at UCB.
Yeah.
The second to last Thursday of the month with Leather Father. I'm at The Pit on a special Friday. Fridays with Boogie Manja. My team is fully floral. And also at The Pit on Tuesdays with my team Option 7.
That's awesome.
But don't find me on social media because I'm not there. I mean, I am, but if you like radio silence.
Amazing. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. And thank you everyone for listening. And I'll see you next week.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.